Is the Bible reliable? Just ask Christopher Columbus. Hello again. It's myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Trip radio broadcast. And all this week we've been dealing with a great subject, the subject of, is the Bible true? Is the Bible reliable? Well, we said today, ask Christopher Columbus. You see, in a written statement from Christopher Columbus in his own hand, Columbus testified that it was from reading the Bible in the book of Isaiah that he discovered that the world was round. He read, actually, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22. And that was what inspired him, he said, to try to sail to the Indies from Spain, crossing the ocean westwardly. Now, people thought he was crazy. They thought he had flipped his lid. They thought he was mad, because they all knew that the world was flat. I mean, that's what science said. Oh, the learned professors of the day all proclaimed, oh, I mean, if you go out there and go too far, you'll fall off the end of the earth. The world is flat. We all know that, don't we? But old Columbus, he had read the Bible, and he knew that the world was round. Poor old Columbus, you know, he didn't have an aerial photograph from space to look down and see as we can see it. But, you know, God wrote it in the Bible. The Bible's true. Oh, yeah. And let me tell you something. He wrote it in the Bible. And if you want to know where you're going when you die, if you want to know before you get there, you can find that out in the Bible. For the Bible is true. God's word is trustworthy. It's filled with promises for you. Yes, for you. Yeah. Listen to this one. This is for some one person listening to me right now. It says in Psalms 50, verse 15, call on me. This is God speaking to you. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. I'll read it to you again. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. Oh, yes, listen, there's a sound of certainty in that promise. It's not call on me, and I will do my best to deliver you. No, he says, call on me, and I will deliver you. You know, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. He hasn't come to make a vain and useless attempt to save you when you're in trouble. He's come to seek and to save those that are lost. Oh, yes, call on me, he says, in the day of trouble. And I hear a sound of monopoly in that, because he says, call on me, not on anybody else. Call on the Lord as you would call for a doctor if you're terribly ill. Oh, yes, call on me, he says, I'll deliver you. There's an absence of alternatives. But Jesus is the only alternative you need. He hung on the cross and died for our sins. And if you'll come to him, call on the name of the Lord, he'll save you. And that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to The Gospel Truth. We would love to hear from you. Our address is Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or visit our website at www.milesmckee.com. Goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.